Good morning, and welcome to Simply People. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, Goldie Hawn reflects on her daughter Kate Hudson's high school days for her 45th birthday, and Taylor Swift shares a behind-the-scenes video of her homemade cinnamon rolls. Plus, Gypsy Rose Blanchard reveals her post-prison makeover, including a nose job. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with a heartwarming story from Hollywood. Goldie Hawn is celebrating her daughter Kate Hudson's 45th birthday in a very special way. The actress took to Instagram to share a sweet throwback photo and message for her daughter. Here with more details is our correspondent Michael. What can you tell us about Hawn's birthday tribute?
Hawn posted an old photo of her and Hudson hugging, both wearing matching white tank tops and blue jeans. In the caption, Hawn celebrated her daughter's many accomplishments, calling her an amazing mother, greatser, Academy Award-nominated actress, and now a fantastic singer. But Hawn also made sure to highlight one of Hudson's perhaps lesser-known talents, her speed. Hawn wrote, "Let us not forget you were the fastest runner in high school and all of L.A." She encouraged her daughter to keep on running, calling her a racehorse.
It sounds like Hawn is one proud mama. How did Hudson respond to the birthday message?
Hudson thanked her mom in the comments, writing, "Mama, you're the best. Being fast is still my favorite accomplishment. Catch me if you can." She added, "Love you so much," with a heart emoji. Hudson also received birthday wishes from several other celebrities on Instagram, including Reese Witherspoon, Ike Barinholtz, and Sarah Foster.
Hawn and Hudson seem to have an incredibly close bond. Can you tell us a bit more about their relationship?
Absolutely. Hawn shares Hudson and her brother Oliver with her second ex-husband, Bill Hudson. Hawn and her longtime partner, Kurt Russell, also have a son together named Wyatt. Over the years, Hawn and Hudson have shared many sweet moments together, from red carpet appearances to fun family gatherings. For Hawn's 78th birthday last November, Hudson put together a video montage of some of their favorite memories, including photos of them traveling, decorating a Christmas tree, and more. Hudson called her mom the most fun, beautiful, and inspiring mother.
It's clear there is a lot of love and admiration between this famous mother-daughter duo. Thank you, Michael, for those heartwarming details. Wishing Kate Hudson a very happy 45th birthday. Now, from one celebrity to another, pop superstar Taylor Swift is known for her chart-topping hits and sold-out stadium tours, but it turns out she's also quite the baker. In a new behind-the-scenes video promoting her latest album, Tortured Poets Department, Swift gives fans a glimpse of her culinary skills as she frosts a batch of homemade cinnamon rolls. The sweet treat has apparently become a favorite of NFL star Travis Kelce, who Swift has been romantically linked to since last October. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what's the story behind these cinnamon rolls?
Well, David, it seems Taylor Swift's cinnamon rolls have become something of a pre-game ritual for Travis Kelce and his Kansas City Chiefs teammates. According to former NFL player Bernie Kosar, Swift personally delivered the homemade pastries to Kelce's house just hours before a game against the Los Angeles Chargers last season. Kosar, who was present for the pre-game meal, said he absolutely sampled some of Swift's baking. And it's not just Kelce who's been treated to the pop star's culinary creations. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid recently revealed that Swift won over the team's offensive linemen by making them homemade Pop-Tarts.
Wow, it sounds like Swift is really embracing her new role as an NFL girlfriend. Has she shared any details about her now famous cinnamon roll recipe?
Not yet. But fans have been clamoring for the recipe ever since Swift first posted a photo of the cinnamon rolls on Instagram back in May 2020. At the time, she captioned the post, "When you're proud of your buns, so you post them on the internet." Little did she know, those buns would later become a key part of Travis Kelce's game day routine. Coach Andy Reid gave Swift high praise, saying that as good a singer and entertainer as she is, she's also a really good cook.
I guess when you're a global superstar like Taylor Swift, you've got to be good at everything, even cooking. But now let's shift gears to a very different story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, the victim of Munchausen by proxy at the hands of her mother, is undergoing a personal transformation after being released from prison in 2023. She was recently spotted with a new look, including a nose job. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about Gypsy's makeover and her life after prison?
Well, David, the 32-year-old Gypsy Rose Blanchard was seen out in public this week for the first time since getting a nose job, or rhinoplasty. Photos show her in a Walmart parking lot in Louisiana with a noticeably different appearance. Gypsy had previously told People magazine that she was embarking on a personal transformation journey that included physical changes. She said the nose surgery went well, although the recovery involves some temporary pain and difficulty breathing through the nose due to packing.
And this isn't the only change Gypsy has made to her appearance since being released from prison in late 2023. Is that right?
That's correct. The recent photos also reveal that Gypsy has replaced her silver teeth with porcelain caps. Her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, had previously had several of Gypsy's teeth and salivary glands unnecessarily removed, claiming Gypsy suffered from tooth decay. In an interview with People after her prison release, Gypsy described the trauma of undergoing surgery to remove salivary glands, which has left her with lasting side effects, like constantly needing to clear her throat.
Gypsy's story gained national attention after she was convicted for her role in her mother's 2015 murder. Can you remind us of the background there?
Gypsy's mother, Dee Dee, suffered from Munchausen by proxy syndrome and subjected Gypsy to years of unnecessary medical treatments and abuse, confining her to a wheelchair and claiming she had various illnesses. In 2015, Gypsy's online boyfriend killed Dee Dee, and Gypsy was sentenced to 10 years in prison for her role in the murder plot. She served about 8.5 years before being released on parole in December 2023.
And now Gypsy is sharing her story in a new TV special, is that right?
Yes. A new Lifetime special called Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup, is set to premiere on June 3rd. The show will document Gypsy's life after being released from prison, including her physical transformation. In a statement to People, Gypsy said, "Wish me luck with my surgery and watch the whole thing this summer on Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup."
From a remarkable story of surviving abuse and embarking on a new chapter, we now turn to the world of technology. Figma, the popular design and collaboration platform, is adding some powerful new AI capabilities to its FigJam online whiteboard tool while it awaits regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe. Here with more details is our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam to enhance collaboration?
Figma is introducing 3 new generative AI features to FigJam to make it easier for teams to get started on projects and stay organized. The first allows users to create new FigJam boards and templates just by describing what they need, like a calendar or project timeline. This blank canvas can be intimidating for new users, so Figma is using AI to generate a starting point from a text prompt.
Interesting. And I understand FigJam is used by more than just designers, correct? How else is Figma leveraging AI to help this broad user base?
That's right. Figma says 2/3 of FigJam's weekly users are actually not designers. As boards grow, they can become cluttered with sticky notes containing ideas and tasks. So Figma developed an AI tool to automatically sort these notes into logical groupings by theme or responsible person. This organization previously required a lot of manual effort.
So it's automating some of the synthesis work to pull out key points. Are there any other AI enhancements to help users parse all the information on these expanding boards?
Yes, the third new feature is an AI-powered summarization tool. When a FigJam board gets filled with sticky notes from a brainstorming session, for example, the AI can generate a concise summary of the main themes and takeaways. This intelligent synthesis saves users from having to scroll through potentially hundreds of notes to grasp the key points.
That could certainly come in handy. What can you tell us about the underlying AI technology powering these new capabilities?
Figma is leveraging OpenAI's large language models and has fine-tuned them to understand Figma and FigJam-specific concepts and objects. They've also implemented warning systems to prevent misuse that could result in generating harmful or inappropriate content. The goal is to provide useful AI assistance while maintaining safety guardrails.
When will Figma users get to start taking advantage of this AI-powered collaboration?
All three of these new generative AI features are launching today in an open beta. So adventurous FigJam users can start putting them through their paces and provide feedback to help refine the tools. Given the challenges many teams face with effective collaboration, there will likely be strong interest in seeing how AI can streamline the process on Figma's popular platform.
Exciting developments to keep an eye on for sure. Thanks for the download on Figma's latest AI innovations. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.